It's my biggest one. I sold a piece of paper for $105,000, which is crazy. And so I started doing this. Yeah, it's wild. And so like this gave me an opportunity to then start, you know, having enough cash, take care of my family, but also start buying my own rentals and building that passive income.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Real Estate Investor MBA. My name is Tejas Gosai. And I've had the honor of helping hundreds of investors achieve the American dream by creating generational wealth through real estate. I've spent the past few years interviewing the most knowledgeable experts I could find in the business to cut your learning time and conquer the hardest subjects in the game. Check out REI.MBA, which my team and I have packed with over 75 interviews and free access to our real estate roadmap, webinars, and publications. If you're listening, I am rooting for you, and you're already on your way to financial freedom. Cheers and happy hunting. Let's get right into the show. We have Zach Booth with us today. I always talk about off-market real estate. It is one of the backbones of my real estate practice, and that's how we find our properties for the private equity fund that I manage and I talk about all the time. But inventory is always difficult to find. Zach Booth has figured out how to do it. And just over the past few years, he's helped hundreds, at this point, if not thousands, of investors find the owners of real estate through the press of a button in an app that he created. And this was all by trial and error. He has this cool challenge he did where he went to a market he had never been in with $1,000 seed money and transacted $40,000. All right, Zach, thank you so much for being here. I just went through a long-winded intro about you. You have a great resume. Let me act like I've never met you. I haven't. Physically. Welcome to the show. Tell me about yourself.
Well, thank you. Well, I appreciate being on the show. I guess I'm really not that interesting other than, you know, I love real estate and it changed my life and I'm making it change other people's lives. So I guess that's something notable.
Yes, it's very notable. And I do the same thing. And it's important. You know, some people are, think about real estate. They're like, all right, money, 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 units, millions of dollars. But you know, we're putting a roof over people's heads and we are paying taxes. There are school districts. You know, we take care of our tenants. You've helped a lot of investors. Let's just start with that, how you started working with investors and, you know, get me up to speed.
Yeah. So, you know, I went from being a window cleaner to becoming an investor. I used a strategy known as wholesaling because I didn't have a ton of money, right? And so I was like, well, how can I get into real estate and become this rich guy like I wanted to be, get out of that rat race? And you know, I bought a duplex and lived to one side and it's like, oh, that's cool, let's buy more. And then I had all these barriers. And then I discovered that you could find discounted opportunities, you could find awesome rentals, or you could find fix and flip opportunities for investors that had the money, that had the, you know, the investors backing them, had the people with money backing them. And you could pass those deals on for what's called an assignment fee. I mean, we're talking tens of thousands. My biggest one, I sold a piece of paper for $105,000, which is crazy. And so I started doing this. Yeah, it's wild. And so like this gave me an opportunity to then start, you know, having enough cash, take care of my family, but also start buying my own rentals and building that passive income. But then I started helping other people and it was accidental for sure. The kind of the way it happened to answer your question is I had a friend invite me to do a self-help journal at the very end of 2018. We're going to do it for 2019. And in there, it talked about I had to give away whatever I wanted to receive. So I was trying to do $1 million in income in my business the next year, you know, basically doubling my business. I had no idea how. I was pinching myself. I did $500,000 the year before. I'd only been doing it a couple of years. This book basically, or this journal, there's the first 100 pages helps you create three big goals and then also who you have to become to accomplish these goals.
Yeah, I think every guy or gal in real estate has to have their avatar or their dream board, right?
Yeah. And in there, it said, if you want love, you give love. If you want money, you got to give money. And so I was like, okay, well, I'm going to do $1 million in my investment business next year, but I got to do that for other people too. So my goal was to find 10 people that I could teach that were kind of where I was and teach them how to put $100,000 each in their pockets that year. So I brought on 10 people just to help them make $100,000 each. That was it. That was the only reason I did it. It had nothing to do with me wanting to teach people, coach people, have a coaching business. That was never the intention. And it changed my life because I did $1.2 million in my investment business because they started asking questions I'd never thought of, right? And I got really good at what I was doing, which was really fun, right? We have a beautiful home and everything I've ever wanted, but, you know, and started traveling. But what I found is actual fulfillment. It wasn't just about the money. It was helping other people. And, you know, I've now married students. They've had me usher the wedding. Like, I've become so close to so many of these wonderful people because I've been a part of their journey and getting them out of that place where they were stuck financially. So it's been an incredible journey.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. It's rare still in today's day to find good people.
Oh yeah.
You're a good person. You can hear it in your story. And I think real estate does touch a lot of lives, and people that use it wisely really do, you know, teach a man to fish or a lady to fish. You said a couple of really cool things. I want to get back to the beginning, you know, making that kind of money in wholesaling. I also know some fantastic wholesalers. I don't even call them wholesalers anymore. I call them inventory specialists because they're really farming for us specifically. I manage a private equity fund, but that business, if you could talk about that for a minute, and how you, because everybody's hunting for inventory right now. So kind of give me some of your adaptation to right now, what somebody can do and what you did successfully to get that inventory.
So my coach that I hired, he taught me to do the generic stuff, right? So you buy lists from companies like PropStream or ListSource.com. You go and get free records from the city and the county. So you can get like the divorce records. These are all public information. When someone files for a divorce, it's public info. When people file an eviction, code violations. So you can go to your city buildings and get this information. A lot of times the secretary will be like, we can't give you that. It's like, hey, get the manager. Like, you have to fight them, you know, but it's public information. You can get it. Yeah, sometimes you get to take donuts, you know, and they become your friend.
I do fruit baskets. Sorry, go ahead.
Exactly, right? So the thing is that's how I started, but that's what everyone was doing. And I was a window cleaner, barely making it.
Where'd you live at that time?
So I still live in Utah. It's where I was washing windows. You know, I started this business at 17, but you know, from the outside looking in, I was successful. I had like 3 trucks and 13 employees, and I was washing a ton of windows, but the bigger I got, the less profits I was making. It just sucked. I couldn't really compete. You know, there's a lot of guys that I'm now super good friends with, go hunting with them, like they're my buddies, but you know, they're dumping $100,000 a month in marketing to find these deals. And I have like a grand maybe a month. And so it's like, well, how could I compete? And so I started doing what I thought I invented. I'm stupid. It's been around forever, right? It's called driving for dollars. So you drive around, you find ugly houses. And when I first started doing this, the thought came to my mind, well, the houses that I've done from code violations and probate and eviction lists and those kinds of things, they're all these rundown. Like I'd be driving down the street looking for the house number, you know, because I'm driving to the house. And I'd be like, oh, that's the house. Ooh, that's a bad one. You know, it's like peeling paint, tarps on the roof, garbage in the yard. I'm like, ah, oh, okay.
That's my baby.
That's the one. That's the moneymaker. You know, people see that and they're like, oh, what an eyesore. And I'm like, cha-ching, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So I was like, well, dude, like people that want to get rid of their house at 40, 50 cents on the dollar, it's because it's a problem. And if it's a problem, they don't want to take care of general maintenance. And so you can drive and see these houses and they may not want to sell today, but they'll sell in 3 months, 6 months, a year, 2 years. It's not going to go to an end buyer that can even qualify. The banks won't even give them money for the house because it's such bad shape kind of thing, right?
I got to pause right there. You have to be the king of follow-up to do what you did, right?
Oh yeah. It's a marketing company. 100%.
In that window, when you get Earl and you keep in touch with Earl and you know his dog's name and all that, just plug for anyone in real estate. Like, you're not talking about that. We got to take a minute, but keep going.
Yes, I love it. So I started driving around. And in the beginning, I started writing down addresses. And then I go to county records and I look up the tax information. And the tax information would say who owned it, whether it was an LLC or the person. And it also gave me the mailing address. So I started sending postcards. And then I realized I could get phone numbers. I went to True People Search and I'm doing it for free. And it's how I started. And I did a deal after like 70 houses I added. I think I made like $9,000 on that first one. On 70 houses. I spent like no money at all. It took me like a week to build that list. And I was like, well, $9,000 in a week. Okay. You know?
Yeah, not bad.
That's way better than Windows. But I was like, okay, how do we scale this? How do we do more of this? And traditionally, I found out after learning that I didn't invent this, driving for dollars is the best way to get your first deal. It's very cheap, but it's very time consuming. But the beautiful thing is I found a way to systematize it. And I even went in and put a $40,000 deposit in to have an app developed to be able to drive down the streets and look at houses and touch the house and add them to a marketing list. Well, I was speaking on stage at my coach's event at the end of 2018 about this system, right? That's how I started having success. And, you know, I had some tech. I was using Google Maps. I had a few things that we'd put in place. And the owners of Deal Machine were there. And Dill Machine is, if you guys don't know what Dill Machine is, you need to know. You need to go get a free trial because this stuff is freaking mind-blowing, okay? It was exactly what I had invented in my mind. I didn't want to own an app company, and they came to me and they said, Zach, this is what we're doing. This is where we're at. We're in the early stages. Look at our app. And about every other week since then, I've sat down with their team with strategy and what to do and how to do it. And I'm very much partnered with Dill Machine. They promote me as their official coach. But
amazing.
What it is... let's say you're driving down the street, right? And you see a house. It's like, man, it's got peeling paint. It's not so bad. Well, it might not be worth looking it up the hard way. But with Dill Machine, all you got to do is imagine you have a Google Maps image on your phone. You just touch the house on your phone and boom, it uploads all the information to Excel spreadsheet.
It's augmented reality. You can like view it.
Yeah. So you could do it in Street View if you want. You know how you get on Google Maps and you can change from Street View or satellite image? You can do either or. And you got a little blue dot of where you are. And then it'll also have the parcel lines with the house number. So you can see the map image. You can be like, oh, it's a gray roof. Okay, that's a gray roof. Oh, house number here on the phone's 232. That's 232 on the front door. Boom. I touch that house and it uploads the information on Excel spreadsheet. Phone numbers, addresses, mailing addresses. If it's an LLC, everything I need to be able to cold call, text, email, postcards. You can do all of it right there within your app.
That is necessary. And I knew about this, but right now, more than ever, you should utilize something like that because it's getting more and more difficult. It's beautiful, man. Great work. Thank you.
You know, when I started becoming a coach, there was all this doubt and disbelief that it's real. And there's no way you sold a piece of paper for $105,000. It's like, I'm not telling you because I'm bragging. I'm telling you so you guys can go do it. And like, they didn't believe me. But I was thinking about it. I was like, well, I was a skeptic too. I didn't believe this stuff. I was like, this is crazy. This is too good to be true. So it is kind of thing. And plus, even if it is real, like you're taking advantage of these people, why would anyone sell their house at 40 cents on the dollar? I didn't believe that it was possible. And if it was, it wasn't ethical. If that makes sense.
The whole misconception or devaluing of the business.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was there. And so I was like, man, like I was there. These people are good people. They actually have good intentions. They have good in their heart. Like these are the people we want in this business. Right. And so I was like, how can I help them? What helped me? And what had happened was back in the end of 2017, I was washing windows for a wealthy developer and I asked him what he did for a living. He told me he's a developer. I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to get into real estate. Tell me more. And at the end of our 2.5 hour conversation, I was like, man, if I just get two rentals this year, it would change my life. And he says, oh, that's cool. I got these two properties. I don't want to deal with them. You want them? I'm like, okay, cool. And he's like, $500,000 for both, which is a huge discount. Over $100,000 I made on these properties, selling them to the tenants the next year.
Wow. Bravo.
Crazy. So the thing is, though, is I was like, dude, like, yeah, I could do it, but I can't get a $500,000 loan. He's like, okay, well, I could be the bank. I own them outright. I'm like, oh, okay, great.
And he's
like,
finance?
Yeah.
For your first deal? Come on.
And I was like, well, okay, yeah, I could do that. Like, how do we structure this? I don't know what I'm doing. He like educates me. He's like, could you put 10% down? And I'm like, okay, that's like $50,000. No, I can't put $50,000. And he's like, okay, how much could you put down? I'm like, oh, like 2,000. And he's like, okay, deal. Let's do it. And I'm like, well, wait, like, don't we need like, how does this work? And he like writes down the agreement on a piece of white paper, explains I take it to the title company and just hands these properties to me because he didn't want to deal with them. He had two multi-million dollar development projects. He's 80 years old. He doesn't want to deal with it. He wants to travel and play and deal with his two big projects. He doesn't need them. And he wanted to hook me up. He liked me. You know, we built a relationship. I'd washed his windows. And for me, I was like, man, like that was incredible. That was a deal of a lifetime. And I've heard that you could do this and it exists. And it was so wholesome. I was like, this dude knew what he was doing so much more so than me. This exists.
Beautiful, man.
Yeah. So I wanted to give that gift to others. Right. And so when I was like seeing people be skeptical, when I was trying to find people to help and coach, you know, they were more than capable. They had sales backgrounds. They were like, man, I knew I could turn this person's life around, but they were skeptical like I was. So I was like, well, I'm going to go show them. You know, the guy's name was Stan. I'm going to go find a Stan and show it live. I'm going to show how to find him, how to talk to him and see how much money you can make. And it's wholesome. So I actually flew across country somewhere I'd never been, flew to Tampa, Florida. And I had a goal to make the average American income in just 40 days. So it was a little over $40,000 in just 40 days. And not only did I have to do it, you know, in a short amount of time, but I only got $1,000 to start. And I couldn't have my team. I had to do it all by myself in somewhere I'd never been. To show that it is possible. The driving for dollar system that I use works, and it doesn't matter where you are. Doesn't matter how much experience you have in the area. Doesn't matter if you have a team. Doesn't matter if you have a lot of money. So I did that challenge and it's free and I blew it out of the water. It's absolutely incredible.
That's amazing, man. What a great story. I wanted to talk about a few other things, but you just nailed like most of what people need to do today. You know, real estate is a great thing. being able to get from A to B is always the hardest. That's why I created this program, right? People like you who help do it. Are people still as hungry? Are people getting more discouraged right now? It's a very bizarre time. What are you seeing just recently in the past 30 days?
So it depends on the market you're in. So I'm in Utah and I'm one of the hardest hit markets in the country as far as like the values of homes dropping. I was looking at some form over the last 3 years and I think like the top 20 cities in the country, I think Utah has five of them for job growth and population growth as far as percentage goes of population. So we've had crazy inflation on house prices and interest rates go up, of course. It's going to drop values because people's buying power drops as well. So we're seeing those effects. But the interesting thing is we're kind of like starting to see the effects on the seller side as well. The real estate agents are suffering. No. And so there's a lot of issues that come up. But the thing that I love about what I do is I don't have any debt. You know, I have debt, but it's covered by tenants on my stuff. Like a lot of people that flip houses, they're so upside down. I have a buddy that I love to death. He's super wealthy. He's fine. But I hunt with him all the time. He's been doing it for like 20 years. He does what I do, but he also flips. So he had like 50 properties in his inventory. And I'm like, dude, how much are you going to lose on those houses to liquidate them? He's like, oh, a couple million. I'm like, oh my gosh, dude.
Wow. That's a good example. You're talking about that. You know, I don't like to talk about bad things, but that's recently that you had this conversation because everything kind of changed, right?
Yeah, because the values of houses have dropped. But the thing is I did wholesaling where I passed the deals on for a finder's fee. I don't have any debt. I don't have any risk. That's why it's one of my favorite places to start. And until you have a ton of capital that you can lose $2 million, it's like, oh, it's no big deal. Hey, we going to Alaska next weekend? You know, then you can start buying inventory and take more risks on flipping. The crazy thing, though, is, you know, I shared some doom and gloom of people are losing money, values are dropping. And it was like, well, is now not a good time? There has never been a better time. I am more excited about the next 2-3 years of my life than I have ever been in this industry because it's going to shift from a seller's market to a buyer's market. So there's going to be way more people that need to sell their junker houses and that there's just less buyers to do it. And the only houses that we'll be selling are the ones that are the nicest and the most fixed up at a reasonable price. There's going to be a major need for people like us to come in and help and serve these people with their problematic properties. And I'm positioned in a great place where I understand how it's done. And you know, you've probably seen this. I mean, how many times do we hear people say, I'm waiting for a market shift. I'm waiting for more. Well, it's here. It's here. Like let's go.
This is the best Christmas we could have had in this business. You know, I'm so happy you're saying that and you're saying it in a very eloquent way. So yeah, let's talk about the projections. So, you know, we all know this is coming. When do you think it's coming? What's your crystal ball say? Or, you know, just give me the next 6 months, maybe a year.
My guess is by the fall of next year, we're bottomed out.
Okay, love it.
I think it's that fast. I'm not the most educated guy on this. I might be completely wrong for the audience here, okay? I just don't want anyone to make financial decisions off of my bad advice, okay?
It's all right. This isn't a real MBA we're giving on this podcast.
So what I've seen all across the country, so the high inflated markets, Colorado, Arizona, Utah, East West Coast markets where median house price is $450,000 and higher. I am seeing the values of median house prices and higher tank as much as 20-30% already, right? In the last 2-3 months. What I've seen in the past, and I looked at charts back in, you know, I thought the recession was here with COVID when they shut down everything, but then the government decided to print a bunch of money and artificially inflate the market. So I was right about COVID, but the government cheated me. So I sold a bunch of my rentals in preparation to have cash. And then they printed money and it cost me like over $1 million in opportunity cost. But anyways, that's another story. But what I saw back in 2008 and all the charts with unemployment, with house prices and median house prices for different markets, you know, looking at Seattle and some of these major markets on the East and West Coast, as well as the Midwest. The Midwest won't get hit as hard. They might get a 10 to 20% drop in house prices, but the median house price is 150, you know, in Indiana and places like that, 10% is insignificant almost. You don't have as much of that. So business will go on pretty much as normal in the Midwest for real estate investors, but East and West Coast, especially single family flippers and that kind of stuff, they're going to lose their shorts if they're still holding properties. It'll slowly start bleeding into median and lower house price houses. We're starting to see that now, especially here in Utah, the market I know the best. I'm seeing flippers, I'm seeing sellers having to chase the lowest price house in the area. So I'm seeing it slowly dropping because, you know, before the buyers were bidding up the house prices, right? So they were like, oh, it's listed for 180. Let's offer 200. And then the next one went up for 200 and went for 220. And it just for like 2 years, like hyperinflation, over 100% increase in values. It was crazy here. And then now we're seeing that the opposite direction where the sellers are dropping it 10 grand below the, you know, cheapest house on the market that fits those criteria. So we're seeing that happen. The other thing that we're seeing is unemployment starting to increase. And I think that's the last indicator, my opinion, because like what I've seen is people that understand the markets that are, have money at risk, the flippers, the investors, the people on Wall Street, they know we're in a recession. Government changed what a recession is, right? GDP draws for two quarters in a row. They decided to change the dictionary. So we're not in a recession, but we've been in a recession for a minute. The people that understand this know. The people that are the general public that are in retail, they haven't really felt the effects because they haven't lost their job. They haven't been laid off, right? And so what happens is these larger companies start laying people off, which they have about a month and a half ago. More and more companies start to feel those effects and start laying off more and more people. And as those people don't spend money and the GDP continues to drop, it'll get to the point where it bottoms out. And so the layoffs are starting. So I really think that it's here. I think that this year we're going to see a drop for the next 12 months.
You nailed it. And I do give you a lot of credit. You have a lot of data behind you too. And you're seeing stuff all over the place with your app and, you know, working with the teams that you're working with. So I very much appreciate that. Value your opinion. I hate to do this. We got to go. How does somebody get a hold of you and join your program or even just communicate with you?
Yeah. So I'm on every social media platform, TikTok, Instagram. I have a podcast, Driving for Dollars Mastery. I have all sorts of places. So if you like anything, go listen to me there. Whatever your preferred platform, you can shoot me a direct DM on any of those social media platforms. I'll respond. But if you guys want to watch the 40-day challenge, let's start there. It's free. Go watch it. It's dfdchallenge.com. There's a quick link to get it, or you can catch it for free in my YouTube playlist. And then my website is drivingfordollarsmastery.com. So you can go book a call and talk to us about me helping you get started if you want to. I don't want you to feel like I'm pitching that. I really just want to help as many people as possible.
But it's great. You're exactly what I need on this program. Thank you for being here. Everything's in the show notes. It's Real Estate Investor MBA. Zach, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Cheers, brother.